USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID vaccination efforts in Europe will temporarily slow as several nations are suspending the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Ireland and the Netherlands are the latest to put their programs on hold after Norway reported 4 cases of blood clotting in patients who had received the shot. Both countries' health ministries say there is no evidence that the blood clots and the vaccine are linked, but they've made the moves out of an abundance of caution. And as several states have begun rolling back their coronavirus restrictions, Arkansas is set to join them. Governor Asa Hutchinson says the state will reconsider its mask mandate at the end of the month, looking at where it stands with cases and vaccination rates. Hutchinson tells CBS's Face the Nation that the time for tight restrictions is over.
I think the time in this pandemic for heavy-handed restrictions and, and mandates are going by the wayside so people can make good judgments. And we expect that to happen even after March 31st if the mask mandate is lifted.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Gasoline prices have increased a quarter over the last 3 weeks, and according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, they could go even higher. John Clemens has the details from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Trilby Lundberg tells us the national average is now $2.87, which is up 72 cents in the last 16 weeks. The price is also 51 cents higher than a year ago. Lundberg tells us there are several reasons for the increase, supply, and of course, the prices for crude oil.
That accounts for more than half of this price hike at the pump. Higher crude oil prices and also the supply of gasoline way down because of the idling of a lot of refining capacity during last month's cold snap, extreme cold and power outage.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Department of Justice says a prominent Black Lives Matter activist has been indicted by a federal jury in Ohio for defrauding donors.
Sir Major Page, also known as Tyree Conyers Page, was indicted on 3 counts of money laundering and 1 count of wire fraud. The DOJ said that he allegedly created a Facebook page called Black Lives Matter of Greater Atlanta and defrauded donors of more than $450,000 after it was revoked by the IRS as a tax-exempt charity. Page tells local media that he didn't intentionally commit any crimes. He allegedly used a substantial portion of the donations to purchase personal items such as hotel rooms, guns, clothing, and forms of entertainment, officials said. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And President Biden has made his first comments on the ongoing scandals of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. When asked by reporters outside the White House Sunday whether the governor should resign,
I think the investigation is underway and we should see what it brings us.
Democratic New York State Senator Alessandra Biaggi says the president's noncommittal response doesn't surprise her, but tells CNN that the mounting scandals against Cuomo show a pattern of abusive behavior.
I do think that the details of the growing sexual harassment allegations and the nursing home death cover-up, and now today the reports of the governor's vaccine czar calling county officials to gauge their loyalty to the governor, reveal something that is an underlying issue, which is that the New York State executive branch has been working to protect Andrew Cuomo and not the people of New York, and collectively there is a pattern of abusive behavior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.